we hook you up with the hottest and baddest hip-hop on 98.4 Capital FM, The Hype.
Don't stop the beat.
Slick Cobain making sure that he's on your ones and twos, doing what he do. Talk to him at Listen to Slick. Talk to me at One Jira L. She ain't no Jira. Go ahead and talk to the both of us at The Hype 984, hashtag Believe the Hype. While you chatting, baby, I have my very special guest here in studio, a friend of mine that is Polycap. Polycap Otieno, you might know him as Fancy Fingers for everything that he is able to create when he puts his mind to it and starts getting into the music. How are you, my darling?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic.
Awesome. Good to see you.
It's good to see you as well. I'm excited to chat about love language.
Yes, yes.
But about so many other things as well. First of all, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Today was a very hectic, stressful day. But I am here. I'm feeling good now.
What did you start with?
I had a meeting at 8 in the morning, and I had guests in the house last night, so it was like a lot, like a very,
You put that on yourself.
Short night, not a long night. I put that on myself. That's true. I put that on myself. Yeah, so I've had meetings the whole day from 8 till like 4 p.m. Tried to take a nap. I couldn't. The sun was quite hot today.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to brave it through.
Yeah, we keep on keeping on.
Yeah, yep.
I know that's right. Uh-huh. So tell us about this launch for Love Language that you had the other week that was really intimate, really beautiful.
Yeah.
Took place in Karen. That was Africa House?
Africa House in Karen. Yeah,
yeah, Africa with a K. Very, very funky establishment. Really beautiful.
Was
fantastic
your first time there?
Vibes. It was my first time there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really loved it.
Yeah, it was really good, to be honest. It was, I had this idea to do like a nice, small curated event for just specific people that I would pick, but the team also helped to pick.
Of course.
So we had so many people who RSVP'd. It got to almost 200, and we're like, oh my goodness, this house cannot fit all these people, so I don't know what to do. But it so happened that about 120 came. So I guess some people,
which also makes sense. Yeah, sometimes, you know, of the 200 that are going to RSVP,
exactly.
To any type of event, they'd rather say yes than say no, more often than not.
So, I mean, the event was really great.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, the ambience was amazing. I wish I was on the other side to also experience it, but.
But you were on the stage. Alas, you were on the stage.
I was on the stage. I was the center of everything. But yeah, it was really good. It was that was like, that's, Love Language is like my first contemporary pop, you know, kind of record album.
Definitely. You have Jare, you have Karoon.
Yes.
Lisa Odor.
There you go.
Like, it's all the cool kids.
All the cool kids.
Yeah. All the cool kids. Yeah,
yeah, man,
coming
yeah.
together.
So it was really nice.
The ultimate cool kid. Okay.
It was really dope, to be honest. My heart felt full after the whole event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could definitely feel that energy.
Yeah,
just radiated off the stage.
Yeah. And the response also, got some messages after that were really like heartwarming. Mm. People even wrote letters to me.
Oh, that's beautiful.
On the day, because we had like a nice placard where you put sticker notes.
Right.
And write what you felt about the event. And the guys were really... their hearts were full as well.
The feedback was overwhelmingly positive,
really,
in other
words. It was really good. That's fantastic.
But I mean, to get here has been a long and arduous journey.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Course. It still is a journey.
Nothing good comes easy. No, definitely, right? You're not finished. There's so much more to do.
Of course.
But
of course.
I think one thing I want to step, you know, a little bit back and talk about is the fact that you're a Grammy winner.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am. And
Grammy nominated, Grammy winning.
Yeah.
What's that feeling like for you?
Being a Grammy winner is, I mean, it puts you in a place where most people do not, like, it's, there's so much that comes with it, to be honest. And
that's what I want to talk about. What comes with it?
I didn't know that until I just came from LA just the other month. I was there in February for the Grammy Awards.
Right.
And other events. Mm-hmm. But just because I realize how even Americans, to them, a Grammy is a big thing.
Hey, Grammys are a huge thing. Yeah.
And for there are so many people who've been in the industry for a long time.
And cannot say that.
Yeah, and haven't. I mean, Miley Cyrus just won her first Grammy.
Okay.
This.
And her dad is Billy Ray Cyrus. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a big deal. And it puts you on a pedestal in a way, and you're able to get into doors where you're doing work with the likes of, you know, someone like Kanye West producer,
right?
That I was with him, you know, Rihanna's producer. So it just puts you in a very, you know, high pedestal.
Right.
And yeah, people know that you winning a Grammy is not easy, so they take you seriously.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a good thing to have, to be honest.
And
it's a good thing to have.
I love that. It's the candor for me. It's definitely a good thing to have.
Yeah.
You know, I always find it interesting when there are people who say, oh, I don't care that I won the Grammy, or it doesn't mean anything.
I mean, there's mixed feelings about it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure some people say awards do not make you.
I think what they mean is that they don't need it for validation.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Which I completely understand and respect. Yeah. But when they act so callous about it, I'm like, now let's not lie now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like everybody wants an opportunity.
Exactly.
And big or small, everybody wants an opportunity if you're trying to grow and get somewhere.
Yep, yep.
And a Grammy is a pretty big one. Any award.
Yeah.
That's from a respected award ceremony, like BAFTA, Oscars, Golden Globes, Grammy. Yes. These are important. Kalasha.
Oh, 100%. You know, Afrima. It takes it to the next level, I feel. I mean, there's the likes of, let's say, Beyonce, who may not care for any Grammy right now.
Right.
You know, or Jay-Z.
But if she gets the Country Music Award, CMA,
that
would be a big...
Yeah, probably she will.
Yeah.
I mean, her album is fire.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be a very big statement.
Exactly,
if that community is like, oh, no, you really did that.
Yeah.
You know, because it's essentially your peers whatever it is that you're creating saying, no, like, yeah, you him, you her.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
I'm happy for the Grammy, and I want more for sure. And being a member of the Recording Academy also helps.
I was going to ask about that as well. Now, I think a lot of people would want to ask, what does that mean, Polycap, to be a member of the Recording Academy? A lot of people, especially on this side of the world, but even in the States, frankly, or even in Europe, Asia, etc., may not know exactly what that means.
Yes.
I won't be the one to define, since you're the one who's a part of the Recording Academy, RA baby.
I mean, there's so much that comes with it. I'm still even honestly learning. They send emails almost every week. I even just read one right now.
Yeah.
For some event in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
That they're inviting all the members to come in. But being a recording member means you're in a position where you're able to make big decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have the direct contact to the CEO,
right.
Harvey Mason, but also you get to vote. So all the awards that are given are voted by members of the Recording Academy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's good that every region has at least a number of representatives. And East Africa hasn't had any, so we are the first ones.
Wow, that I didn't realize, but I guess makes sense when you think about it in the history of the Recording Academy, hey?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
I think there hasn't been one. I may be wrong. Maybe there's someone there that I don't know.
But still, it would be, you would be amongst the first, if not the very first.
Exactly,
let's put it that way, yes.
Yeah, so even for going for the Grammy Awards, there's we don't pay, let's say, the same price as someone who wants to go to the awards.
I get
that's
you.
Not a member, for instance. So there's discounts for that.
Of course. Like being a part of a country club.
Exactly. Yeah, it is a club. It is a club.
Yeah.
So it's really dope, to be honest. And just being there and saying you're a member of the Recording Academy as well just puts you on another pedestal.
Of course.
Then also the networking is great, you know. The members actually reach out to each other.
Mm.
Like, we don't know each other, but we look at the portal, we're like, oh, this guy from Latin America is doing this kind of stuff.
Right,
or can we link up
right.
and do this? So it just puts you on a global space.
It's like your very own Facebook.
There
or LinkedIn.
Go. Yeah, it's a LinkedIn.
Somewhere between
actually.
Facebook and LinkedIn.
There you go.
That is super epic. Yeah. Very, very funky. See, I wouldn't even think about the fact that obviously it would have like its own app. You'd be able to do stuff like that, but naturally it would in this day and age, and that in of itself is quite epic.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Stick around. I've obviously got more questions for Polycap. We're just touching the tip of the iceberg. Should you have any questions, talk to us at The Hype 984. You can talk to him at Fancy_Fingers Twitter, baby. You can also talk to him at It's Me Fancy Fingers on Instagram. Talk to me at Wanjira L. Talk to at Listen to Slick in the 9 o'clock hour. It's all about you and what you want to hear. So let's make it happen. Love Language, off of Love Language, Fancy Fingers, yeah, featuring Dunny?
Dooney.
Forgive me.
It's all good.
D-U-N got me. Got your girl. Uh-huh. So yeah, is that your love language, touch?
It is, actually, yeah.
Okay.
I love touch.
Okay. There are five love languages. I'm just like, I'm listening to the lyrics yes, for the umpteenth time, might I add. Okay, very yeah, nice, very yeah, nice. So how did you guys come up with that track?
So this is actually the only track in the album that I didn't produce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I spoke to Dooney.
Mm-hmm.
Really wanted her. She's a dope. She's really good. She's like a all-round artist.
Talent, uh-huh.
Yeah, so she produces, plays instruments, sings as well.
Mm.
So she's really good. Yeah, so I told her, listen, I have this project called Love Language, mm-hmm, and I really want to have you on it. It's a female artist only across the continent. And she was like, what? That's so dope. Then she sent me something. Then I think a week later, it hit her. She was like, wait a minute. I actually have a song called Love Language.
Oh, that's so sick.
It was like, honestly, heaven sent.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Oh, wow. Please send it. So she sent with her verse,
mm-hmm,
and the chorus. It was still her.
Uh-huh.
And then now I wrote my parts.
Okay.
My parts, and that's how it came to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, the rest is history,
rest
as
is history,
they say.
Yep.
Okay. I love that. And yeah, why did you choose to have females across the continent collabo with you?
So in the beginning, it wasn't really the plan, to
okay,
be honest. It was a time when, as Haute Soul, now we are taking kind of like a mini break, because
mm-hmm,
now we've taken a full break.
Right.
I think 2 years ago, we were taking like a mini break. And I was just trying out stuff. Now that I had some time, we all had some time to really explore ourselves. I was just recording a lot of artists, because for the past, how many years? I've only recorded my band, Asorti.
Right, of course.
Maybe 90% of the time. So I was like, yeah, I really now want to explore. If people have been asking me, oh, can you do stuff for me and stuff? I was like, okay, now I have some time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also my music as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I just sat down, started recording. And I think the first person I recorded for this project was Karun.
Who's also the first on the track list.
Yeah, and was the first single that came out.
Mm.
So when I recorded Karun, and then next one, I've always wanted to work with Jerai. I was actually the first one to record her in studio when she was 16 years old.
Oh my God, that's
Imagine.
So crazy. Is that why she's last?
Yeah, well, no, not
Cause,
really.
Because I was just like, I don't know, that's kind of poetic.
Yeah,
like,
it is. Yeah, you mean on the list?
On the track list,
yeah.
You guys have the last
one.
Song together.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm so a big fan of her work as well.
Oh, yeah, she's amazing.
She's
yeah,
incredible.
So I asked her and she immediately said, yeah, of course, let's do it. And then I realized, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I have already, and I think also I recorded who else? Sage, who is going to be in the deluxe.
Okay, sick.
Yeah, because I lost my files.
Oh, no. I remember you talking
yeah,
about this on stage.
Yeah, and her song and other songs were part of stuff that was lost.
That's got to be so painful.
Yeah, and and that music, I could not redo it. Like, the one with Sage was so cryptic that there's no way I was going to...
I know what you mean, yeah.
I didn't have the energy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so after recording the three of them, I was like, oh, this would be interesting to have, like, a female-only album. I even checked online, and I was like, oh, there's no one who's really done it across the continent.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, cool, let me see who else I can get.
Mm-hmm.
So I started shooting people and, texting people
yeah,
and other artists.
shooting people?
Texting people. I don't even know where shooting
I'm
people
dead. I know what you meant. Shooting them a text, I
yeah,
think
yeah,
is what
yeah,
you meant.
Yes,
I understood, yeah.
So I started texting all these artists, and I was like kind of strategic, saying, okay, South Africa. I was in South Africa last year,
mm-hmm,
around February. I recorded a lot of artists, including, of course, female artists
mm-hmm,
there. And I think that's when it clicked on me. I was like, oh, wait, I now have like three Southern African artists.
Mm.
I have three Kenyan artists. So I can do this. So I also spoke to other Nigerian artists, Tanzanian, Ugandan, all of them. And I came up with the project. And
epic.
Yeah. Some didn't make it, not because the music wasn't great or anything. It's just, again, as I said, I lost files.
Yeah.
I had to cap at a number as well.
I was going to say, it just be like that.
Yeah, but also I'm doing a second volume, hopefully, or a deluxe for
right,
this one. So they're going to come back into that. So I do want to release a lot of music.
Something that has 40 tracks.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, which doesn't even work in this day and age,
right? Yeah, it doesn't
work,
yeah.
Unless each song is a minute.
I mean, Beyonce has released a 27-track album.
And that's ambitious.
Very ambitious. But she's been working on it for 5 years.
Right. And there are also there are several interludes and things like this.
It's
not 27 songs, necessarily.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a way that she cuts it up, and it's telling a story,
Just for the female artists, it's kind of like to prime female artists in the continent, because there's so much talent
mm-hmm,
in But then the industry is so male dominated.
It is.
Yeah, so male dominated that
everywhere in the world, but especially in Africa. Especially it's like Africa, kind of weird.
You know, like if you were to name top female artist in the continent,
you would struggle. Which is really bizarre.
It sucks,
and it kind of reminds me of when I remember hearing this like over a decade ago once.
Yeah.
An argument that was like, you know, life is so weird and the way society handles things and dictates what's what can be so bizarre, because why on earth is being in the kitchen or cooking a quote unquote female trait or thing?
Yeah.
And yet when you think of a chef, you think of a man.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, if you think of, there's something that's very quote unquote sissy when you start getting into this toxic masculinity.
Yes, about
you know, being a crooner, being a singer and making music for a living. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? That could
that's
really
a man's
be
job.
Yeah, that could really be poo-pooed.
Yeah.
And yet if you look at music across Africa, it's really dominated by men.
Yes.
Yeah, and I've always wondered, because I'm just like, what? I'm like, art is for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody should be able to step into that.
The female artists go through so much.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, there's so much bureaucracy, so much, you know, men behaving badly in the industry.
There's
a lot of that. So just to give that safe space for female artists to express themselves and feel free and do the best music they possibly can.
Right.
And just be that kind of, you know, big brother in a way.
Mm.
I love working with female artists a lot.
And I'm guessing it was also, I mean, just because you also prefaced by saying that you were just always working with your group, your team. And that's all male.
Yes, it's all male.
You know what I mean? So that also must be kind of refreshing in a way.
It is, very much. Yeah. So it was honestly such a great project.
Mm-hmm.
I think half of the artists there, I was in the same space with them. So I experienced that, you know, exchange of energy and really writing together.
Mm-hmm.
Another half was via, you know,
creative ebbing
files
and flowing between one another, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly, and then sending files to the other half. So it was really good. And everyone was so responsive. All the artists were really keen on being on the project. There's still even more who are asking me up until now. So it's great.
How would this album have sounded different were it not females and were it males? Would it still be called Love Language? Do you think you still would have been?
Of course not. Because, I mean, love, the whole idea for Love Language is it's a two-way thing in a way.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like, what's the, this is the male
I mean,
side,
that's true. Yeah, there is a lot of like push and shove, tug of war.
Yeah, you know?
Seeing it from one perspective over another.
Yeah.
But I mean, you'll have a song like I Need a Girl Part 1 and 2, which are all men talking about love. So it's not that you and another man can't discuss love. It doesn't have to be love amongst one another. You know, or a shared love in that sense. It could be, you know, longing or celebrating or something else. So I'm curious, did you already know, like, I want to discuss love and love languages, and then that also made it easier for you to tap into, you know, all the amazing female talents that you know? Or were you very open and like, I wonder what this will be about?
It was kind of strategic, to be honest.
Okay.
Once I figured that I would only have female artists on it, I was like, okay, let me find an appropriate name for it. And Love Language is what came to mind, and I just stuck to the female artists. I did record up until, I have 3 projects that are not even released that are about to come out hopefully within the next couple of years maybe, and I still keep refining them. But there's a now the next project, funny enough, is only male artists. It's not even because I picked or anything. It just happens that it's like that. But I think because I concentrated a lot on the female artists being on this project by itself, and then the other people that I worked with, they just come into another
Polycap. How come you don't want to do some women, some men, like most people do on their album?
I don't know. Yeah, I should do a mix probably. Mm. Yeah. But we'll see.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Projects, because I have a project that's like Luo music in pop, pop vibes, but Luo music. And
epic.
That one has male and female. So it's a mix of everything.
Amazing. Amazing. I know that's very important to you as well, to highlight, you know, our mother tongue and culture.
100%.
And
I'm as Pan-African as they come.
Yes, as power to the people. We love to hear that. Yep, we love to hear that. I've got more coming up to do with Polycap, so make sure that you don't even think about touching that dial. Lona slide in a rhyme na mrenda na tetemeka unadai kuwa mwenda we nipende uone vile delu tanipendwa dakika 90 tuko mbali kumaliza tenda dhambi uone vile naweza kubatiza nyama tupu mfupa tundo unabakisha leo siku ndio rais anaapishwa jirani yanabisha. Mechi Fancy Fingers featuring Femi One. A very serious FMC right there. I see Champ the Don saying, one of the living legends, hashtag believe the hype. He's talking about Chew Boom. That's you fancy. Yeah, he is.
Great. I agree.
cosine with the quickness, yeah? epic. So, you really wanted me to play this track. I wonder if it is a favorite of yours?
It is a favorite of mine and a favorite of many, actually.
Really?
So from the feedback, especially in Kenya, this is a song that people really, really love.
I love it.
Yeah. So I just wanted to play it so that people don't say, oh, you didn't play that song.
Okay. Very nice. Yep. What is your favorite track?
Oh, that's a hard one. It changes every time, man. I don't know. I haven't. So you see, it's so weird when you're working on a project, because I've been on this and I did everything. So I mixed, produced, composed, mixed. So they've all been in my head all this time. So once I release them to the world, then depending on how people perceive it and how people react to all the songs, that's how I get to sometimes get a favorite, sometimes, you know, just getting from people's energies.
Right.
I don't know right now which one is my favorite. I like My Fave with Tammy Moyo. Mm-hmm. She's from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
That's my current favorite. Last week it was Mechi. You know, during the launch was the Nyathi Dala, which is with
I know you spoke heavy on that one.
Yeah, so it just keeps changing, man.
Okay,
I love all the songs. It's You with Njerai. These people love it so much as well. So I don't know, it just keeps changing.
I also really like Ego.
Yeah. Ego is great as well. Yeah,
very
it came
very
out,
different.
It came out
sound.
Last year. Yeah. So that's it's very it's a mix of. There's Arabic in there.
Yeah.
There's Somali. In there.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's English.
Mm-hmm.
Swahili. Yeah.
Yeah. Which in of itself is a lingua franca. So it's just
exactly.
It's very so melodic. Very interesting. Yep. Transports you to a different place.
Completely.
I don't want to have you leave without talking, since it's your first time on my show.
Yo.
I want to talk about Soul Kids just a little bit. Just touch on that, because I find it so infinitely interesting. You have La La Land.
Yeah.
A book that he has published, and while Soul Kids is a part of Saudi Soul, it's really you who spearheads it.
Yeah, because I'm the only dad.
You're the only dad in the group
that we know of.
Yeah, I'm dead.
That we know of. Yeah.
Touche. Gosh, Polycap, you really gonna you go? This is how rumors start. Hilarious. So La La Land, right?
Yeah.
That's translated in 12 different languages?
Well, is that what not read? All published, no. So
okay.
La La Land is... So actually, there's three books that are already published.
Mm-hmm.
So Written in the Stars was the first one.
Okay, yes.
Then La La Land is the second one, and then Papa's Fingers is the third one. And for those people who know my Father Studies project, it had about, how many songs? 9 songs. So each song is actually a story.
Okay.
So we're releasing them one by one.
Oh,
so
that's
all these
so
stories
lovely.
Are tied to a song.
Oh, yeah. That's so funky.
So it just keeps coming out. Every year there's like 2 books coming out.
Okay.
And the idea is to translate all the books in all the different African languages.
Yes.
Yeah, or languages that are spoken in Africa. So let's say even French, if it's a French territory, then we've already done the French translation. We've done Rwandese translation.
I know, of course, you have English and Swahili.
Yeah. We've done Kikuyu, we've done Luo.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
So we're just releasing them slowly into the world. And
that's
it's a
really
space
beautiful.
That's really untapped, because kids don't have, African kids don't have content that they see and they relate to. They don't have enough. The content is
agreed,
there.
Agreed, 1,000,000,000%.
You know, so It would be great.
And in their language, their first language, you know, their mother tongue.
Yeah. Because, I mean, now we all speak English to our kids.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Or they're going to have to learn it going out into the world. The English, the French, the German, whatever it is. Yeah.
So you better start them young. And
the Portuguese.
Stuff, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
27th of this month.
Yes.
Which is a Saturday? When is that?
It is a Saturday, yes.
Look at me. I'm so smart. Yes, it's the last Saturday of the month, actually. That is when you're having a live concert. Tell us about what we can expect at the waterfront.
Yeah.
If you know yet where we can get tickets or, you know, let us know all that good stuff so that we can come watch you perform Love Language.
Yep. So this is the first time I'm speaking about the show.
Hey.
Yeah. It's special.
Oh, thank you.
So the concert is called The Fancy Experience.
Mm.
And it's a well-curated show. If you were there for the listening party.
Yes.
So it's just that kind of vibe. But now, you know.
On a larger scale, of course.
On a larger scale.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be at the Waterfront, Karen. It's to celebrate the album. Of course, it's the album launch, partly. But it's just great music by myself and many other acts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get the whole lineup to come.
Yeah.
To come for the concert from the Love Language album.
That would be so sick.
That would be really good, yeah. But it's just a well-curated experience that I feel we need more of those. So it's going to be from the day into the night. So once you enter, it's very experiential. You get to experience my world, call it Fancy's world.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk in, it's all good vibes, you know, good interactions, like great, just really good placements of things that are around my life, and music and art and everything. And it's just an experience, musically mostly, but just really good vibes, you know. You walk in and you see things that you don't see in a normal concert. It's not just a concert. That's what
right,
I like to say.
Of course.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
an experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be on the 27th of April. Tickets are already on sale.
Okay, fabulous. Yeah. Where can we get them?
So at Hustle Sasa. So just fancyfingers.hustlesasa.shop. Or just go to the website, Hustle Sasa, search my name, and you'll see my website there.
Super duper sick.
And tickets are on sale. Yeah.
All right. Amazing.
Yeah.
Can't wait to catch you there.
Yes.
At the end of the month. Very excited for all that you're doing.
Thank you.
Love Language is obviously your love language is touch, as you were saying, through
it
that
is,
song, right?
And fish.
And fish. I'm dead. Any particular fish?
It doesn't matter.
As long as it's fish.
As long as it's fish.
Okay. Yeah, that's also my love language.
Yeah.
My love language is seafood. Let's just put it that way.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So
awesome.
definitely can relate to that one, especially.
Yes.
Yeah. So I hope that we get to use all our five senses or as many as possible
exactly.
during the fancy
yeah,
experience.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah that's the concept.
Yep,
okay.
Yep,
I love it. I love it already. Thank you so much for coming through, my darling.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Amazing having you here. Can't wait till you're back again.
Yep.
I'm sure there'll be even more to discuss at that junction.
100%.
And I'm very much looking forward to it.